Christy Fiala is all bundled up. She has on the heavy vest.
Yes.
And
big scarf.
Thermal shirt on.
So you know, I get cold and then I don't warm up for a long time. So I feel like I have to thaw out from last week. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Fremont Area United Way, you're still very busy, aren't you?
Yes, it is a busy time as always. One thing that's keeping us busy right now is helping folks. Speaking of the cold weather, everyone turned up those heaters during that time. So we know that the utility costs and the rent expenses for some folks are just really burdensome. And especially when a crisis happens, you know, when those cars break down, when a job loss, when there's medical emergencies. So it is our work to help folks access resources to help pay for that rent and utilities, keeping people housed. So what we are aware of right now is that the state of Nebraska has something called emergency rental assistance. And so we have been helping folks access those funds when they qualify and through that process. So by calling the Fremont office, you can learn about emergency rental assistance. We can help you through that process, give you that information. And if you're someone who for some reason wouldn't qualify for those funds, then we look at other community funds that we can access to help folks. So we're always not wanting anyone to fall through the cracks, but rather figure out which funding source makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. What's the best way to reach you for those, for that?
You know, you can, giving us a phone call, I think, is a great way. Our phone number is 402-721-4157. And if you can see that problem coming, don't hesitate to give us a call. You know, we all know when the first of the month's rent is due. We all know when those utility bills are piling up. So don't hesitate. Reach out so we can really help you problem solve and get a plan in place, keep you on your feet. The worst thing for any family is losing that place where they live or having those utilities shut off. It's just a harder climb out of that situation. So, yeah. So give us a call when you're in that spot and let us see what we can do.
You're also working on an event coming up here in March,
yes,
right?
Yes, if you can, as we look at all this snow, I don't know if anyone else thinks about where will it all melt away, but 5 years ago, that was the historic 2019 flood here in this community. And so because of that 5-year anniversary, we are planning a March event to celebrate our resiliency as a community and to showcase all the work that's been done as a community. Many homes have been rebuilt. Many homes have fought off mold. Many homes have repaired basements and floors and so forth. And so we want to showcase all of that repair work. So we are planning an event in March. Some of the details are yet to come, but we are working on a recovery video that shows the 5 years of work that we've put in to the resiliency of this community. Bridges were rebuilt, roads were rebuilt. So just a lot of work has been done and we want to showcase that for the community. So that's coming in March. In addition to that video, we are looking for individuals to share their story. We have a professional storyteller working with us to help folks share their stories. And I think that will just be so interesting for all of us. We all remember that event, but we have different recovery stories and different stories of what the last 5 years have looked like. So for some, it really has taken 5 years to come out of that event. And it will be interesting to share those stories with the community.
Well, and just recently, Dodge County Board of Supervisors received the okay for some major funding to help that not happen again.
Yes, that's right. So not only have we been working for the last 5 years to rebuild, but we're also working to make sure we prevent this from happening again, rebuilding the safety necessary to protect the community. And so that is an excellent point and something that our group works on. So the long-term recovery group has been meeting for a long time. It was couple times a week, then it was weekly, then it is monthly, then just recently we went to quarterly. So it just kind of gives you a sense of it has taken 5 years to recover and some are still working on that recovery. So FEMA told us it would take that long, but it really has. And I always like to add in the caveat that we also went through a pandemic through that recovery.
Oh boy, I know. Yeah.
So we've done well as a community and I can't wait to share that.
Yeah. Are you still out campaigning?
Yes, we do. Lincoln Premium Poultry holds their campaign in March, so we'll be preparing for that. So there's never a wrong time to host your campaign. Many host it in the fall and wrap up this time of year, but a few like to have reasons why they like to do it at other times. And so we're always looking for those companies that want to host that campaign at the time that works for them.
Very good. If we want to do that, we just give you a call? Or?
That's right. Go online, give us a call, email, however it's convenient to you. And I love to meet with an owner, with the company, and just explain how the United Way campaign can benefit them and the community, and really how that ties together. So I'm always looking to have that conversation.
I was just thinking about the Dolly Parton Imagination Theater. And do you, I imagine you're able to keep tabs on how many people
yes.
in Dodge or Washington
yes.
County?
Yes, I've been so excited to share the growth into Washington County this past year. That was something that we did in 2023, is open it up to Washington County, because Dodge and Washington County is the area for the Fremont Area United Way. Those are our two counties where we can fundraise and award funds. So we were happy to be able to utilize funds raised in Washington County and get books to the kids in Washington County. So we've had a growth from none to 300 kiddos getting books in Washington County, and it just keeps growing. So while we've held strong in Dodge County of somewhere around 800, so we've grown that number of books out into the communities of Dodge and Washington County, and it is great to see.
Such an awesome program. I mean, if there are people out there who don't know about it, easiest way for them to sign kiddos up for that is?
You can go online to FremontUnitedWay.org and sign up right there. You can give us a call. And there's many paper forms out there at doctor's offices and hospitals and so forth. Just saying, you know, you can fill this out and get that book for kids 0 to 5 in Dodge and Washington County. That's really the only qualifying factors. And we love that kiddos are getting those books. They're getting prepared to go to kindergarten. And we are all better because of it.
Oh, for sure. Christy Fiala, thanks for coming
in.
We haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes. The snow kept me away for a minute, but I'm happy to be back. I'm happy.
Good
well,
to
thanks
see
for making
you.
The
Thank
melt.
You. Thank you. Yeah. I'll keep that up.
We're giving her all the credit. She's
yep,
making
I'll
the snow
it.
Melt.